Welcome to The Grow Show, where we speak with leading business experts to help you grow yourself, grow your business, and grow your community. Now, here's your host, Gary Jones.
And we are live. We are live today. Thank you very much for joining us today. And today, I am joined by three really cool people. These are all speakers at Grow Live 2021. And we are going to be talking about the lineup for Grow Live 2021 Day 2. So for the people who don't know, Grow Live 2021 is happening between the 15th and 17th of September. And we've got 38 different people who are going to be doing a range of keynotes, so questions and answer sessions, workshops for you over those 3 days around loads of different topics. And I'm joined today in the studio with Kevin Colley, Emma Louise Fasari, and the business disruptor himself, Stephen Jones, in the corner just there. So thank you very much for joining us. And remember, if you're not watching live, please let us know, you know, what sessions you're looking forward to and all that kind of jazz. If you're watching on the replay or listening to the podcast, then put it in the comments wherever you listen to or watching it. So let's do a quick introduction of who people are. So Kevin, do you want to give a brief snapshot of who Kevin is and how he helps people?
Yeah, so I'm Kevin, and I help a lot of small retail type businesses, artisans, crafters, LGBTQ plus owned businesses to get and keep the customers that they need. We work together on a one-to-one basis and really make a massive impact and get those sales through and help you to grow.
Aces. I'm just going to really quickly, if you don't mind, Stephen, I'm going to mute you for now because of the sound. That's it. Perfect. But then when obviously you speak, you can come off the mute. Emma Louise Fasari, do you want to go for it now? Or do you just want to give a quick synopsis of who you are and what you do?
Yeah, good morning. So my company is In-House Health, and we use a data-first approach to improving health, well-being and financial outcomes for digital and tech companies and their people. We do that through a 12-month Meta Workplace Wellbeing Programme. I've been a nurse for 20 years now. I know I don't look old enough. and that's kind of it. So it's been a tricky 18 months for most people. So hopefully people are getting back on track and they can start taking control of their health and wellbeing again.
Aces, and on the commute from dropping people off, Stephen, do you want to kind of take the floor and let people know what you do and how you help people?
Absolutely, and I do apologise for the backdrop. It wasn't planned like this.
It's a lovely backdrop. Don't worry.
As it says, I am the business disruptor. I run Stop Selling, Start Growing as well. Since the early 90s, I've had my own business. In various different parts of the world, and most of that has been corporate advisory services. So what I do now is I take all that experience, distill it down, and help small businesses take control of their business so that they run it themselves rather than having the business run them. You know, things like 9 hour per days, and I teach sales. That's it.
Aces. So over the course of Grow Live 2021, as I said, there's going to be different sessions on different bits. Today, we're going to cover sessions 4, 5, and 6, which, funny enough, Kevin, Emma, and Stephen are all part of, which kind of makes sense for why they're here. So session 4, and each session, you've got the same format. The format is you have a keynote speaker, then you have a workshop, then a questions and answer session, and then everyone goes into breakout rooms so they can discuss the ideas and have a chat with the speakers and ask them any questions and go from there. So that's the idea behind the sessions. So session 4, Thursday, 16th of September, session 4 kicks off with a keynote from Grant Bertie. Then it goes on to a workshop from Kevin, who's going to talk about, actually, Kevin, what are you going to be talking about at Grow Live 2021?
It's basically the basic elements of a business. You know, so we'll look at, you know, the 4 important things to have, which is like whether you have a high demand product, your visibility, your actual ability to sell, and how you can automate things to make things easier for you. So we'll go really into a lot more depth with that as well as giving you loads of fantastic ideas on how you can implement really simple things which are very cost effective to essentially stabilize and grow your business.
Aces. And I've got to mention, Brad obviously is, for the people who don't know Brad, he shoots from the hip. He gives no nonsense advice, and he's grown the Network Central brand, so it covers 1N, 2N, 3N, 4N, and also his Now What Club and all that kind of stuff, all through 4 business books. He's going to be doing the keynote, then we're followed by Kevin, and then we've got a questions and answers session. Stephen's going to be part of the questions and answers session with Ben Kelly. However, there might be a small change with Ben's slot, we'll see. But Stephen, in the questions and answers session, what can people ask you all about? What questions are on the table? What questions are off the table?
Anything to do with business is on the table, really. I mean, I say the biggest problem with small businesses is they don't know what they don't know. So it's often hard for people to think about, well, what should I be asking an advisor? Ask me that. What should I be asking an advisor? Ask me about how you can be more in control of your pricing so that when people say, can I get a discount, you know exactly why they can't get a discount. Anything to ask me about dogs. I know lots about dogs.
I was going to say, you can talk about dogs if you want as well. I've got two noisy ones which people can hear in the background. I do apologise for that. But
I used to have mastiffs, so slightly different breed.
We, just for the people who don't know, there's going to be separate podcasts with some of these people, and Stephen is going to have a separate podcast where he's going to be talking all about this in a lot more detail. So that podcast will be released in August. We still need to fix the date. That's my bad for not sending the dates over. So we will get that sorted. But questions and answers session will finish off session 4. And session 4 is aptly titled Business Growth. But grow your business. Because we're going to have Brad talking all about how he's growing all of his business and how the last 18 months he's had to take COVID challenge head on and adapt his entire business model. Kevin's going to be talking to you about the 4 pillars. Then we're going to have questions and answers session with Stephen and Ben. It's going to be fantastic. Then we'll have a little break where people can either go out for a lovely walk, get some fresh air, make a cup of tea, or they can join in a separate networking event if they wanted to. Then we're going to have session 5. And session 5 is aptly titled Your Digital Presence. Now, your digital presence is all about really increasing your digital presence and making sure that you've got the right things in the right place. So we're going to start with a keynote session from Chris Dawes. And he, for the people who don't know Chris Dawes, he's an absolutely brilliant web designer. And he's going to be available to answer any questions you have about web design. So there's no such thing as a stupid question. As Stephen said, you don't know what you don't know. So if you don't know anything and you need help on SEO, on web design, anything like that, then this is the one to go to, kind of go to. Then, followed up, we have a workshop from the person who's below me on the screen at the moment, Emma Louise Passari. Now, Emma spoke at last year's Grow Live, and when I saw her application come through, I was really excited because it was a brilliant session, and I think it's really apt now for people to understand these principles again. So, Emma, what are you going to be talking about at Grow Live 2021?
So I'm going to be talking about information overload and how to power up your digital well-being. So that is a 2-hour masterclass that I do. So I'm going to just be scaling it down a bit, and it's a bit of a taster really to show people how they can establish what the impact of using digital technologies is having on themselves, on their personal relationships, on their productivity, on their growth through business. Our well-being impacts on everything else in our life. So we're going to be looking at strategies that people can use to create those healthy relationships, to build engaging relationships and develop positive emotions through enjoying digital technologies. It shouldn't be something that people dread or don't want to use, because as we move into the future, sadly, it's taken over our lives, technology. So we have to learn to look at the risks and the benefits and actually know how to manage it to the best of our ability.
I love it. And I can remember this time last year, I was talking at a lot of networking meetings, and one of the sections I always spoke about was how people's digital habits have changed. And I know at the same time as myself doing it, you were doing it, and quite a lot of people were doing it. But actually, that messaging has kind of gone down the priorities this year. But actually, I still think we have got a reliance and still needs to have that reminder too. Am I on the right track still, or am I completely missed the point?
Yeah, absolutely. So whether you work in a large organisation or whether you work for yourself, in fact, I think it's worse if you're in a smaller organisation, because that ability to switch off is not really there. It can lead to increased stress and burnout. Because I work with digital and tech companies, they're always on this always-on kind of culture mode. That impacts on people's personal time and has a knock-on effect on relationships, which increases stress and anxiety in other areas of your life. And I think, you know, from watching the telly, we see all these subscriptions, Netflix, etc., other channels are available, or to our mobile phones, to tablets, to, you know, how we order food. Everything is through a digital tool these days. So it's so easy to be consumed with that technology, but it's just managing it so that it doesn't negatively impact on our well-being. We've seen a lot about trolling. The football's a perfect example of how easy it is to send negativity to people and how it impacts on other people's lives, not just the people that you are trolling at the time. So, yeah, so there's so many angles where digital tools impact on our life that it's identifying what the risks are to you as an individual and how we can develop helpful coping strategies for that.
I love it. And Stephen, how do you manage this for you? And then we'll go on to Kevin. I'd be just interested in your views.
It's a very interesting topic, because I spend a lot of time trying to help people systemize the business so that tasks that they typically let control them, whether it be the sales pipeline, whether it be lead generation, whatever it is, if it's systemized and you have a mapped out current state of affairs, then it's much easier to be in control of your business rather than waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning wondering if you sent, you know, that quote to Joe Blow down the road. And the issue of technology now comes in, which is a massive one for most people. For me, technology is a tool to make life easier. For a lot of people, it's their life, and it impacts on their life so much that it controls them. So people taking emails at, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night. Why? What, if you work in retail, you open at 9 a.m., you shut at 5, you should be doing the same for the business. And you should still be allowed a life even though you have your own business.
I love it. Kevin, what are your views about it all?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it comes down to being organised. Because I think a lot of people, you have this technology, and it is amazing technology, but it does consume our lives, you know, and we need to have that break from it, because it's not necessarily good, well, not only for our eyesight, but also for our mental abilities as well, because it is so overwhelming. And, of course, the idea with, you know, social media is that those platforms will drag you in, and they will keep you in there as long as possible, because it pays for, you know, Facebook to keep things going and stuff like that, and it works with all the algorithms and rubbish like that. But essentially, it comes down to being organised. Now, recently, I did a survey with a number of my clients and other potential clients, and sort of asking them, you know, what kind of things do they need to improve on? And a lot of the time it was organization. I need to become more organized. I can't manage my time properly. You know, and it's mainly because we practice the art of distraction a lot of the time. And, you know, a mobile phone is a perfect tool for distraction, because it is just, you know, at hand. And what we practice is what we become really good at. You know, so if we're constantly practicing distraction by spending time on our mobile phones, on tablets, doing, you know, stuff, just scrolling through and scrolling through and scrolling through, you know, we become very good at it. It becomes a habit. Whereas if we purposefully say, right, we're only going to be on between, you know, 9 and 5, you know, if we are a retail business, then, right, okay, that's the time that you spend on it. And then you make sure afterwards, like, right, you turn the laptop off, you turn the computer off, you don't go near your phone unless you need to contact somebody. I mean, I have a separate business and work phone. You know, so I, you know, my work phone I don't touch after 5 o'clock. But, you know, I will go on and check my social medias, okay, maybe about 7 o'clock, but I'll limit myself to half an hour, then go and read a book. You know, because it's me being organized, because I need to, you know, practice what I preach, you know, to my clients and things. So I'll say, right, well, if I'm not going to be on from, you know, 7:30, then you really shouldn't be, because it allows your brain to settle, process things, and not have to work as hard. So that when you wake up in the morning, you've got that, right, your brain's had time to rest, it can get on and do things. And if you've got a particular problem that you're struggling over, you know, like, oh, how am I going to get the bills paid this month, is a common one, it allows your brain time to figure it out while you rest, which is a massive thing.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And, oh, you go for it, Stephen.
Yeah, I was just saying, absolutely, spot on. Your brain needs time to rest.
Yeah, I think it's being mindful, and you know, all the digital tools we use have the ability to track what apps we're using, how often. And there was some research done by the University of California, and it showed that the average person checks their notifications 58 times a day. And what is not just bad about that is that the research showed that it takes you 23 minutes and 12 seconds, something like that, not approximately, to get back into a deep focus. So when people are like, oh, I've never got enough time, well, it's because you're always on your bloody phone. Like, you know, switch your notifications off. It's so much. I don't want to give all my workshop away in what we do and stuff. But, you know, it is about being mindful on in how often are you, like, procrastinating on stuff when you should be actually doing business work. And it's easy when you're not accountable to anyone else to kind of drift down that, oh, I don't want to do this task, so I'll just look on Facebook or LinkedIn. And it is ironic that we're delivering this workshop online virtually, but hey, that's the way of the world at the minute. So yeah.
Yeah, I do find it quite, yeah, I think we said that last year as well, it was quite funny. So we were talking about it on an online platform.
Let's put that in perspective though. I'm sitting in the car because I had to go and take someone for an exam. I'm using technology to allow me to still connect with people for business. And how do we receive most of our information this day? It's via screens. You know, you mentioned Netflix and other channels are available, but we've been watching TV since the 50s in our living room. It's been a god sitting in the corner. Now it's in our lap, and it should give us more power to turn it off rather than being, as you're saying, Emma, you know, being a slave to it. And I turned Facebook on my phone off ages ago. I no longer get notifications on my phone. But when I'm sitting at my desktop, I've got Messenger, I've got WhatsApp, I've got Facebook, I've got everything flashing up. But you have to discipline yourself to only deal with either the fun stuff, if you're talking to friends, or the work stuff at certain times. Because otherwise, as you say, you're spending all day. You can spend the whole day on Facebook talking to people and not get anything done. Like the old days of face-to-face networking, you could go for breakfast meetings, lunch meetings, and dinner meetings, and never work if you're really clever. But it doesn't help you run the business, does it?
No.
No, not at all. And the great thing about the whole of kind of this discussion, and actually stuff that we're going to be talking about in Grow Live, is that it opens it up to new ideas, and actually confirms some of the stuff that we might know, but we just don't put into practice. Because it's all good and well going to these kind of events, but if you don't put it into practice afterwards, there's no point. You might as well learn how to implement it and then go from there. And these little discussions and the idea behind this live is to showcase you guys. So it's to tell people about what you're going to be talking about, but actually to get them to start thinking, you know, do we need to sort out the pillars? Do we need to sort out the systems in our business? Do we need to look at how we're using technology? And if they start thinking about it now, then when Grow Live comes up, they're going to be in such a much better and much open mindset that actually they're going to start to kind of implement it at that point, which is all good. You know, talk about technology. These are blue lens glasses. I only wear them when I'm looking at a screen. So when people see me out and about, they won't see me with glasses on because I don't need them. But if I don't, but the benefit of me using them is I can, I'm fresher, my mind's kind of buzzing more. I don't get that kind of dull Zoom headache after meetings that I used to get. So for me, it's just makes it so much easier. But I love these discussions. Just want to quickly move on to the last session of day two, which is, funny enough, all about growing your health. So we spoke about growing your business. We spoke about your digital presence. Spoke quite a bit today about digital health as well. But this is all about growing your health. And with this session, again, keynote, workshop, and question and answer session is the format. So to start off with, we have David Heffernan talking about, well, actually, has anyone here heard David's story or heard him speak before?
Yeah, I know David, yeah. So
I've had Emma, how would you describe David and his journey in just literally a sentence or two?
Unbelievable.
Stephen, how about you?
Yeah, I worked with David. He came out when I was still in France and spent a weekend. We were working on some stuff. And in fact, I spent some time working with him on his pricing and his story. When you actually sit down and go through what he's been through, I thought I had a fairly interesting background, but it puts me to shame. It's incredible.
He's inspiration, is an understatement. Me, when I saw his application come through, it was brilliant. So he's going to be talking about his story, his journey. Yeah. I'm not going to give too much away because I want people to go just to kind of hear his story somewhere. I really do. Okay. So he's going to be doing his keynote speech, followed by a workshop from Vicky Midwood. Now, she's going to be talking about a fun, honest, and down-to-earth way of looking at why you think like you do and how to change it to benefit you personally in all areas of your life. Title is How Stinking Is Your Thinking? We'll see what happens with that. I'm sure, you know, listen, if you're looking to do a talk somewhere, give it a title that kind of refers maybe to theses and you're on to a winner. How Stinking Is Your Thinking is going to be a brilliant talk. I've heard Vicky speak at quite a few places and she's brilliant. And then we're going to finish off the day with a questions and answers session from Robert Leet, Chris Ramsbottom, and Gareth Nelson. Now, these three people have all got different aspects, going to cover different aspects of health and fitness and about growing your health. So Chris Ramsbottom is spirituality, Robert Leet is all about nutrition and fitness, and Gareth Nelson is again about fitness, but he is, and I'm going to get this wrong, but he's recently started to talk to and just got a qualification or been trained in talking about people who's living with COVID. So that's going to be a really interesting way of doing it. When I did the mini show with Gareth, his mini grow show was all about how you can literally do little bits of exercise and that will make a big difference between for your health compared to get maxing out and kind of doing a hit session and not doing anything for the next 3 days. Might as well do little often rather than one big hit all in one go. Really interesting. I haven't done him justice whatsoever. But check him out. So question and answer session with Chris, Rob, and also Gareth. And that's going to finish off day two. So the first session is all about growing your business. Second session is all about your digital presence. And then session three is all about your health and well-being. It's growing your health. So it's a good day. It's a good full day full of really cool information. Obviously, day one, you've got three sessions. Day three, you've got three sessions. This one, I can't. I know I'm biased because I chose it with the help of the hosts, but I can't choose who I'd want to speak. I'd want to see all of them. Kevin, apart from your session, obviously, who would you want to see and who are you going to be watching?
It's so difficult because there are so many really good speakers and experts. It really is. So, over like the whole three days or so, it's like, trying to plan out, when am I going to be free for that, working around my clients and things. And it's like, right, I really want to see, Keith Blakemore-Noble because he's just amazing with, his hypnotherapy kind of stuff. I'd really want to see Brad, who's on before me, you know, so because obviously, you know, he knows his stuff and he's such an inspirational guy. And it's like, okay, I've got some big steps to follow after him because he's such, you know, an impressive guy on stage from what I've seen in the past. You know, and again, it's all whoever else I can get to see, I will go and see because it's all part of supporting them and also learning, you know, which is a massive thing for any business owner, because if you stop learning, you stop growing.
Nice answer. And also, if people who don't know, Kevin is an avid reader, so if you ever need any recommendation on books, give him a shout. Emma Louise Vasari, how about you? Apart from your session, who are you looking forward to?
I love the title, How Stinky Is Your Thinking, or whatever it was. I'm a sucker for a cheesy title, so I think that sounds really interesting. I've heard Dave's story before, but he's such a great storyteller that you could listen to it multiple times. So yeah, I don't know. Like Kevin said, it's going to be hard to pick. So just whatever fits in around the diary, and make sure you can get along to see it. And I'm sure it'll be available on replay as well. Is that right?
Oh, good shout. So yes, it will be. So anyone who gets a ticket, they'll be able to watch all of the sessions back on the closed private YouTube channel. So yeah, you can watch back at any time, and they'll be uploaded pretty much a session behind the live. So hopefully your session, Kevin, will be uploaded probably actually when Louise is probably on. Emma's on. So I can imagine that's probably going to be around out. Stephen, apart from your session, obviously, who are you looking forward to?
Although I know him quite well, I'm looking forward to hearing Dave speak because I've never actually been in a place where I've been able to. Brad, obviously, as has already been said, is an amazing on-stage presence, so that'll be good. And yeah, as Kevin said, I think it's about being there to support as much as possible. You know, I used to have people who'd come and work for us when we were doing sales, and I could learn something from a guy that's never been on the phone before just as much as I could from someone that's, you know, got 20 years experience, because they're approaching it from a different point of view. So listening to anybody talk about business is always worthwhile. You never know what you're going to pick up.
Yeah, I agree. And one thing I love about this is that you can dip in and out of each of the sessions. So you can have it on in the background and you can literally just be listening to it. You can dip in and out. You can join the conversations when needed. And if you have to break away and you want to catch it up afterwards, because to be fair, 3 days of information, it could be a bit of overload for some people. So going back, and watching it afterwards or watching some key sessions, that could be quite cool. We've been talking for 27 minutes, which has gone really, really quick. Stephen's back at home now, I'm guessing. So let's finish it off. And just to finish it off, let's go around and just kind of pinpoint where people can find you online and on social. So Kevin, where can people connect with you? And have you got a website? How can they check you out?
Yeah, the website, which is kcbusinessmentoring.co.uk. You can find me on LinkedIn, on Facebook, and there's also my private Twitter account as well. Just search Kevin Colley and I'll probably turn up on there.
Aces. And I will put a link into the comments where you can find all of the full lineup, plus also Kevin's website, Facebook and LinkedIn links against his profile picture. Emma Louise Vasari, same question to you. How can people find you?
So at In-House Health One on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. The Digital Nurse podcast is available to listen to. Just as myself on LinkedIn and inhousehealth.co.uk for the website.
Aces. And using the same link, there's going to be links to Emma's website, LinkedIn and Instagram. Stephen, how about you? How can people get more info about you?
Down there, thebusinessdisruptor.com is a website. You can look me up on Facebook. If you type in Stop Selling, Start Growing, you'll find my free Facebook group there for
action's gone a bit there.
You've frozen a little bit, but as he said, search the Business Disruptor. I'll put links to it. And also on the website, there's links to his, just bringing it up. but I can't see it. He's got links to his website, Facebook and LinkedIn as well. Thank you very much, everyone, for joining us today. Kevin, Emma, Stephen, thank you so, so much. What a lovely face to be frozen on, Stephen. Oh, you're back. You're back. You're back. You're back. Take care, folks. Thank you so much for that. And everyone, have a great day, whatever you're watching this. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to The Grow Show. With new shows available every week, if you know anyone else who could benefit from these powerful insights, please share this podcast with them. And don't forget to subscribe.